start to share thoughts with you. Yesterday I spoke to the children about Great Feast of St. Philip and James, and of course the importance of loving the truth, because the truth is what sets us free, and the truth is what gets us to heaven. And what's important to keep in mind is that we live in a day and age today in which people say that you have your truth and I have my truth. But we know that this is a lie, this is a falsehood. It sounds very nice because it's a means of so-called getting along. But we know that that is not the case, that there is one truth. I think you'll agree with me that one of the most mysterious, beautiful in a way, one of the most mysterious pieces of sacred scripture is the moment that Jesus Christ is looking at Pontius Pilate. And the words are said, "What is truth?" Very, very interesting, as we know, because when we think about that, it seems that obviously Pilate did not give Christ enough time to answer. Nothing was said, and then he proceeded with what took place, obviously our Lord's passion, death, and glorious resurrection. But we think of this a night of truth because we know that there is one truth, and we live in a day and an age today in which there are many, many lies, and the devil is spreading these profusely. I say this because I saw a short video clip of a meeting at the Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting. The reason I saw the video was because the title underneath said, "Man accuses Bill Gates and Warren Buffett of funding transgenderism and woke culture." And actually, this man did this, and he raised his voice and he screamed out, because he's saying that this whole, basically he's saying that Bill Gates is funding, giving a lot of his money, or rather receiving a lot of his money from Warren Buffett, who's one of the richest men in the world, and that his money is going towards the whole funding of woke culture and public schools. And then he screamed out, "It is a lie." It's a they're saying that, it's a social construct, this whole idea of transgenderism is garbage. And we know that this is completely wrong. That essentially, we know that biology is given to us by God. There is a man, there is a woman. It's clear by God's creation. And he screamed out, he said, "It's a lie." And they actually stopped him, and it says they arrested him and got him off the podium because this was a shareholders meeting, but he was slamming them. And so it just stuck out in my mind because when we look at society, Vatican II is a lie. Christ didn't teach that. The church's position has always been to protect the faith. It's the position of the papacy. And the Pope, just like you fathers here present, lock your door at night, you have a shotgun handy if necessary, you don't want to have to use it, but you defend your home. This is the nature of the papacy, to defend the faith, to protect it. And in Vatican II, we know they start teaching things, Dignitatis Humani and Nostra Aetate, and the attack on matrimony and Holy Mass. This is not what Christ taught. This is a lie. And it's done by sleight of hand and deception, as it says in the Gospel of St. Matthew, even to deceive the possible the elect. So how do we discern all of this? We discern the times in which we live through the faith, which last Sunday St. James said to us, "Every good gift and every perfect gift coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change or shadow of alteration. Faith remains the same." We stand on that rock, we will be able to discern this world, get through it, and be able to avoid all error and all sin and all lies. And this is very important because, as it says in 2 Thessalonians, I told the children yesterday, because the people loved mine, God sent them the operation of error and allowed it to take place. And that's what people like today, the deception and lies, as we know. The Freemasons, it's a lie. They have a vow, basically, to lie, to deceive, to get what they want. It's a demonic organization, among many others, as we know, the Illuminati and secret societies. So, as we continue with Holy Mass, let us remember these great saints today, these martyrs stood by the faith, took their death. And as I said to the children yesterday, where was the joy of the love of God in St. James yesterday. He was thrown off the temple, had his legs broken, and his head pounded. Where was the love of God? The love of God was loving the truth unto death. Let us pray for that conviction of the saints of heaven. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.